Yud Tes Elul. It's Wednesday night, Yud Tes Elul. And we're up to Shmaitza Dalet, Perek Dalet. It's mamish a continuation of what we learned in Perek Gimel. Perek Gimel discussed a case where you have an animal and it's a Suffolk Trefa. We'll call it that. There's a Suffolk Trefa here somewhere. And Rov are okay. Ruba de Issa, come on. You know for sure that one animal's a trefa. You saw the kishkas and etc. But you don't know which one. Half the animal was called the parish meruba parish, and half the animal is called kavur kamachzal machzor dummy. So some logically, obviously, you can't have half the animal kosher, half the animal treif. But we're living in a legal system, and in a legal system you could in effect have that. Some say you can't, and therefore they're matir the whole thing, even the kavua. Some say you can and they ask for the whole thing, even the parish. And the Pri Chodosh said, I don't understand the problem. There's nothing in the world wrong with paskening. If we have a psakim called the parish on half, so be it. On the other half, we have kol kavur kamachzal machzor dummy and it's also, so be it. The only time we find, says the Pri Chodosh, that the psak of something that affects the shaila is only if it directly affects it. If shaila B is a totsa'ah of shaila A. A totsa'ah, it stems from that. Not just they're correlated, and how can you have half the animal kosher, half the animal treif, which is a good question, but that's all it is. Circumstances put these two halves together. But if you have a totsa'ah, like someone became tohor because he was toivel in a kosher mikvah, and if the mikvah's not kosher, he remains tomei. Or the tevel, you know, if you took meiser, if it was yayin, once it became chometz, so you can't take. So it's dependent on that shaila. Then we could paskin the larger shaila and have the totsa'ah just follow along in its wake, because it's dependent on that. The two halves of the animal are not really dependent. They're only dependent in what we would call common sense, logical way. But they're not dependent. Each one has an independent shiloh. That's, it's getting there? Now we're going to start Perek Dalet. So that was very nice. And this is the way really the Shmaitza explained the Pri Chodosh also. Amnam. In Perek Dalet, however, Achar Ha'iyun Ro'ani is Divri Hamatirim Hakol Gam Chelek Hanisher B'chonus Kavua. I've explained the Pri Chodosh, yes, but now I really Lamais, I agree with those that are Matir everything, and they allow the Psak of the Kol Deporish to be Mashpia. On the other half, and I'm going to bring you a raya. Meha. The Tanama Perakamba Duxubis. Really, when you're up to Shmaitz Adala, by now we should be familiar with that Gemara. Re'uha Medaberes Umechod. I mean, she was Mazana with him. The Gemara says Loshanakia. That's how we're going to assume. The Amrulama. Out of, stop and be asnus. She's not married to him. So that's the reyusa. The reyusa there in the sugya is that there's a mice asnus going on. It's out of wedlock. So she says, Ishploni the kohen hu. Doesn't have to mean a kohen. It means he doesn't render her a chalala. His bia, he's totally mutta. He could be a Yisrael. Or a Levi, it doesn't have to be a Kohen. The point is that I'm kosher. I'm kosher to Kahuna still. His Bia didn't ask me. Pony Abala Pnuya does not become also to a Kohen. There is one shita like that, a tana, but we don't go with that. It's a shita shiachar. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yemen, the menace, she is believed. Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Yemen, Rabbi Pian, Uchayin, we don't believe her. Alarezu, Becheskas, Bulu, Lenosin, Ulamamzer, Akshatavi, Raya, Lidvareha. So the whole Asek is with Cheskas Kashrus, and is there a real suffix? Maybe the guy is apostle who says there's a suffix, Mechitesi. It's with the Rabbonon, Maila, Osir, Beyuchsin. The bottom line is, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shua say, Nehemenes, and Rabbi Shua says no. Case number two, Haysam Uberes. Romula Mativa Shalubazet. And she said, Mehish Plaini Bekayan, who? Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Raymond, their men ask. Again, it doesn't have to be a Kayan. The point is, the child is Kosher Lovay Bekahol. And if it's a girl, she's Kosher Lekahuna. I don't think the woman's nemo to make him into a kohen. If she said Taka the father's a kohen, I don't think she's not nemo like to feed him truma or the like. For that you need to kosherate them. But a kabbalim is not a psul kol. That's really what we're concerned with. So there also Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Raimim their menis, Rabbi Shuaim Eloimi Pianu Chayin, Ala Reizu Becheskos Muberes Lenosul Lamamzer Achon Tavi Raya Lidvareha. We have to assume the worst. Of course, it's Midr Rabbanon. Maybe not of course, but it's Midr Rabbanon. It's Malas Yuchsin. She was Musane, and therefore we anticipate, we think, we assume the worst. Rambam Bishas Hasam, the Gemara there says, what do you need two brothers of the Mishnah for? Each one of the Chorah would carry a Chiddush. The Gemara says, there's a lot of shakla v'tarya there. The bottom line is that it's according to Megamlio. That's the chiddush, you have the two bovis. Chodol ha'ach sheba, v'chodol ha'ach shebevita. There's a girl born from this man. So we're machshir the bas to get married to a kohen or to come to the kohol. And according to Rabbi Gamliel, and we're machshir her to marry a kohen now. She's not possible to do. The chiddush is because she has a cheskes kashrus. That's what the Gemara says. It's a machlokas in the Gemara actually. Some say only she's kosher because she has a cheskes kashrus. The daughter has no cheskes kashrus because if on the tzad the daughter's possible, she was born being possible, so she never developed the cheskes kashrus. That's the question. Many Rishonim called Cheskas Ha'em Mahani Labas or not. There's the Chazok of the. So now this is what the Shmais is going to talk about. V'ikamam Diomar Hosamam Damachshav Apoysel Bevita Ayin Shom. Ela Damon Kaimalon Kamam Diomar Machshav Machshav Bevita. Which goes to the Rambam. Bumi Shom, the reason it is, not because she's Nemon, like an Erechad. There is such a tzad. Some Rishonim that the Nakuda is that she's Nemon, but many Rishonim say the Nakuda is not her Nemonus, the Nakuda is Mishum de Cheskasahe Mahani Labas. That's literally what it means. The Chazak of the mother helps for the daughter because it really is totally in the same Shiloh, it's the same person. So the mother has a din and the daughter has a din. So the chazak of the mother paskind that the mother's okay, ergo that the boyal is okay, so the daughter's okay. Boom is the mahani cheskos ha'im labas chamesh yekos v'toshes perakamer uberan shom perakamer duksubas ayin shom v'harei points out the shmeitzer. Very hosam hasofeshin is tapaknu in nivolo lenosinu lamamzer. Have you have vlad mamzer? Right, there's two sfeikas here. The mother becomes posel to kahuna, and the child is posel lovely bekala. We have vlad mamzer. Ha'aim nifsalo the kahuna. V'yemkein hasofek ha'atzmius memela. The aim of the vlad, the child is not possible as the yuchsin of the mother. There's nothing wrong with the yichus of the mother. Is that the issue? The child is possible, because there's a din that if a father, now it's not like if they're married or not, if a father and a mother get together and have a child, and it's ba'aveira, but kiddushin is typhus, so havlad ha'ilach achar ha'pogum, the blood takes on the yichus characteristics of either the mother or the father, whoever has the problem. If the mother's a mamzeres, the child's a mamzer. If the father's a mamzer, the child's a mamzer. It's yichus. We're talking about now hilchus yuchsin, how the child is misyaches, what's his pedigree. So the daughter is possible because of that din. That the father, let's say, was a nosan or a mamzer, so the daughter's going to be a mamzer. It's not because, right? It's a yichus. The mother has her own shaila, a different shaila. If she was nivel to a nosan or mamzer, she becomes a psula l'kahuna. That's not a yichus thing, obviously. That's the din of the Torah, that if she has bia with a posel, she becomes posel l'kahuna.
But isn't that sort of, can't that be related to the yichus of the person she had bia with?
Well, yeah, his yichus, but her psul is not machmas yichus. Her psul is because the bia psula was done to her. The child's psul would be the yichus of the father. It's a yuchsin thing. If the father's a mamzer, he's a mamzer. It carries forth into the generations. So here, Lechori, have a case where the shaila and the child is not a totsa'ah of the shaila of the mother. It's just that they are both dependent on the same shaila. What was the father? Nevertheless, the Gemara's maskana is that cheskos ein mahani labas, which according to the Shmaitzah, according is a very pungent words. It's the chazaka of the mother helps for the daughter, meaning we're going to allow the chazaka to paskin that the mother's kosher, ergo the boil was kosher, ergo the daughter's kosher. Well, the boil, because you can't have, ergo is Latin for therefore. It's lawyer talk. It's lawyer talk. Lawyers say it. Lawyers like to use it. It's lawyer talk. So the two shilas, which are totally the same thing. I mean, the boil is the boil. He was either kosher or he was bosom. So that's what the Shmaita says. You see, not like the prechadash, because here you're not dealing with a totsa'ah. You're dealing with two things that are dependent on the same thing, but they are independent shilas. Nevertheless, we say the chazak of the mother tells us about the daughter.
But in that case, the animal, it was possible to swing the logic either way and say, since this half is mutter, the whole thing, the both mutter. Right? Here it's only possible to go one way, really.
Yeah, he's not going into the shiloh if they're both possible or both kosher. He's attacking. The Brichodesh says a pox on both your houses, you're both wrong. There's no reason in the world why one half can't be osir and the other half mutter. That's what he's focused on now. The lo motzinu behema shem miktsasa asur miktsasa mutter. So the Brichadar said, why not?
Right, but you could argue that that's only when there's two different ways to go. And then we're not going to say.
But even the boss can't be much beyond on the aim. Here it's exactly. Two even halves in the end.
So you don't know which way to go.
Right.
Now which one do you look
but
at
that's,
first?
But that's not the point. The point is the svara of you can't have an animal. If it would say we don't know what to do, so we have to be machmer because we don't know what should influence what, then you'd be right. But that's not the operative halacha. The operative halacha is not because we don't know what to do. The operative halacha is because lo motzanu behemo shechetziv mutter vechetziv aser. So here we have a case where Let's look inside and see the words. V'chazina d'mahani cheskos ha'im l'bas. I'm sorry, let's start from. V'arihozim the sofek shir estapaknu nevelo l'nosel l'mamzer havi ablad mamzer v'ha'im nifsel o l'kuhuna v'yimkein ha'sofek o'atzmiyus memeilo v'aim u'bivlad v'psul ha'vlad. This is what's so important, because this was his suggested chiluk, and now he's saying here it's not true. My chiluk doesn't work here. Upsul havlad lav machmas psul ha'ein bo. It doesn't come machmas the psul of the mother. Elok shenivel ol apostle. The nosen ol mamzer havlad hoylech acher apogim shemishneim. That's the lotion of the Gemara in Asorah Yuchsin, that it's a yichus thing. You follow the lowest common denominator. If you have parents and one of them, they have different yuchsin. So you follow the lowest common denominator, whether it's the father or the mother. Like, for example, if the father's a mamzer and the mother's a Yisrael, the kid's a mamzer. If the father's a Yisrael and the mother's a mamzer, the kid's a mamzer. You always follow the lowest. So here also, al kaponim, it's a different shaila, it's an independent shaila, other than the mother's shaila. V'avisofik atzmius l'bein u'la'ein. V'chazina, nevertheless we see, the mahani cheskos o'em l'bas. Even though they're each independent shaylos, v'amrina, and we say, even though e'em cheskos kashrus, and therefore we say, shalom nivel l'posolot, Mahani cheskos aim lachria gam lebita uksheir lekol. V'chiv in the chazaka mahani lechetsya shein lo chazaka dum yude aim lebas ramrina the mahani chazaka neged kulo. Em kein ruba the odith me chazaka mikosh kein the mahani ruba shel hachetsya shepireish lachria chetsya hasheni the mutter. Okay, that's the way the Shmaitzer says it, because Roiv is better than Chazaka. I would have said it. I mean, is it really a strongest for a Lechaira, unless that's what the Shmaitzer means as well? The strongest for it is that Chazaka, as much as we extrapolate, but it really just addresses directly the bottom line. If Chazaka says the mother's kosher, it would be less surprising if it would not be mashpia on the child. Because although it's true that we say, okay, we follow chazak and the mother's kosher, and as I've always maintained, even though I think you didn't like it, but here we see it beferish, that even though chazaka doesn't really address the issue, it addresses only mutter, usur, posel, kosher, but it forces us to say, and I've said this many times, we don't work in a vacuum. If you say the mother's kosher, then mainly you're forced to say that the boil was kosher. You don't live in a vacuum. If you say she's becheskos eishesish, so that forces you to say, and mamela we will assume the get was karav loy, was closer to him.
So is that the same logic we would use on the?
I'm shaking by rope. I'm yeah. Saying why it's a better svara by rope. So by chazak is a bigger chiddush that you allow to pass with something else, because the finding that has been made through the chazaka is not a beer or nothing was really in his bar. It's not like you said, oh, taka, the guy's kosher, taka. So how can you turn around and say now that if the guy's kosher, the dual is possible? You can't say that. So koshkein rove, where lechora is more of a mevarer, rove is. Doesn't have this issue that it only addresses the bottom line. It doesn't directly address what your suffix is. Rove does address what your suffix is. So called the parish, Meruba parish will tell you that the animal is taka kosher, and then the other half has to be kosher also. Even the chazaka mahani lechetsya shein lechazaka dumi deim lebas ramina the mahani chazaka neged kulam kain ruba dotif me chazaka he puts it down as odif. Because came the Mahani Ruba Shalachetsa Shapirish Lachriya Chetsa Hasheni the Mutter. Mizene Raya Brura Kapsak Shalagoin Rab Herschel, the Matter is Kula. Eladagoin Haniska, that's the Prichodosh, threw in another aspect of it. Layosi Allah Mishum Dhabim Durabonon, he works out there why we're talking about a case which only Durabonon. Okay, good. Good raya, very, very good raya. Yeah. Ubutaharos, Lachoyer is a kash on this. Nirid, the fluge tanoi, b'chagoin zesha. The Tanan, Hamasukan Bishus HaYochid, he's a Choyla Masukan. You don't know, maybe he's dead already. And we know Sofik Tuma Bishus HaYochid, Sveiko Tomei. Right? So you don't know. Voltiru Lushus HaRabim, they carried him into Bishus HaRabim. Vechziru Lushus HaYochid. I don't know, maybe they thought the funeral was a different time, that they brought him back and forth. Kshu Bishus HaYochid, Sveiko Tomei. Shubish was a rabbi, Sveko Tor. He did not.
If you move him back and forth, it can change.
They did. They did. And a Sufek Tumma was Nolan in each one. We know he didn't come alive again after he was dead. So even after you say Sufek Tumma, which was a Yochet Sveko Tome, you then go ahead and if another Sufek Tumma was Nolan and there's just a rabbi where he was brought back into, you say Sufek Tumma, which was a rabbi, Sveko Tor. That's what Tanakamba holds. No, he touched the kli. The two shavuot can be independent. A different kli touched the mace in each rishus. So we're talking about kli A and kli B.
Right, but kli B that was touched in rishus harabim.
It's tall.
But you already know that the mace is mace.
No, you don't. That's the point. You don't know. There's a din sofek tumah b'shus hayochid sveiko tameh. You don't know. That's a psak of sveiko tameh, and you assume he's mace. It isn't even worse than chazaka. There's not chazaka. There's no robe. There's no chazaka. It's just a din of sofek tumah b'shus hayochid sveiko tameh, and we assume the worst. And you're right. Once you assume the worst, then logically, Humpty Dumpty did not come back together again. But that's no different than saying logically once you assume the guy is not a Suffolk Nosson or Mamzer, so it's the same guy. So how could you say all of a sudden the guy with a daughter, maybe he is a Nosson or Mamzer? So it's the same reasoning. So that's what the Shmaitzer brings a riot, that in this case we have a Machlekes Tanoim in the Mishnah. One Tana says, let the chips fall where they may. Mishus HaYrabim is Tor, Mishus HaYochid is Tomei. I'm up to that now. Rav Shimon Oimer Rishus HaRabim Mafsekes. Rav Shimon says that it stops Rishus HaRabim Mafsekes. In other words, he goes the other way. That Rishus HaRabim wins. Remember, if you do say, we said before, like, does the robe machriya the kavua, is the kavua machriya the robe? So here you would have the same shaila. If one's machriya rab, which would it? Would the Rishus HaRabim did be machriya the Rishus HaYochid did, or vice versa? So he says, Reb Shimon Amem Rishus HaRabim Mafsekes, it stops the tumma of the Rishus HaYochid. Meaning, we go with the Rishus HaRabim, we say Sveiko Tohar, and you say, oh, once I say Sveiko Tohar, so then, that means he's alive. So that's my whole subject, you know, he's dead or alive. So once I say Rishus HaRabim, he's alive, I have to say Rishus HaYochid, he's alive. Rishus HaYochid becomes clarified. So that's what Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanakama holds that you let the chips fall where they may. And Rishus HaRabim, you'll paskin Sveiko Tor, and Rishus HaYochid, you'll paskin Sveiko Tome. And,
you don't say that if the Sotza walks across the street.
What?
Like, you don't say that if the Sotza walks out of the room and goes into, right, the original case of the Sotza. What if he opens the door and walks out and sees Rishus? We don't say now.
But Sotza is different.
But
I don't know. She wasn't in the start there with anyone. So you learn out from Sotza, you extrapolate. By a Sotza, we know she challenged Rishus HaRabim. I'm not sure what you're asking. Maybe I misunderstood your shaila.
It's funny that this person who's...
The Tanakama holds, let the ships fall where they may, and even if it turns out the guy is alive 1 hour after he's dead, that's just the way it is. The ships fall where they may. Rav Shimon says, no, Rishus HaRabim governs everything. If you're paskening Rishus HaRabim, he's tor, he's alive, then you're not going to be able to say that a half hour ago he was tummy. Okay? So what are you...
I don't understand that, so
crazy rumor. Let
the Schmeitzer talk. It's not fair a little.
No, I just don't understand why they had to bring him back. He was in the Yachid.
They didn't have to do anything. This is what happened. It's a story.
Oh.
It's a story.
I tell you, the guy
was in the meeting. They weren't sure if he's dead or not. They took him out, and they made a mistake. Maybe, they announced the wrong time for the Levaya. They don't even know if he's dead. They're burying him already. Maybe it's a fight over the Yerusha. You know how these things go. V'kosav shom harambam b'feirusho. Zal. Me'akash sh'amarnu. He's explaining Rav Shimon. Me'akash sh'amarnu sh'asher nogabo b'shasarabim tohor. He named it a roi shiya Torah shenogabo an hour ago. Lufnei zeh b'shusvu b'shus ayochid. Ki eich yomar shuhuata b'shus harabim chai. Lufnei zeh k'shoyim b'shus ayochid o yomeis. Zeh yiyah sheker. Zehu inyan omru b'shus harabim mafsekes. It whitewashes everything. Mafsek the tumah. Rotzalomar Yosur Mishpat Hasofek Hakodem Rishus Hayochid. Very, very poetic words. The Mishpat, the din that you gave the previous Rishus Hayochid will now be removed. The Lashon Ha'Sei Sefta Bevir Maimer Rav Shimon Kainu Rav Shimon Mitayer. The Shmaitza is bringing down the Rambam because really Rav Shimon's Lashon is. I'm clear, it just says Mafsekas, as you all pointed out. Rav Shimon Mitar, it says Beferish in the Taisefta, Shoyer of Shimonoimer, Shusarabim Mafsekas Lamafreya, Shaina Yocholoimar, Meis Hoya Bishusayachid, Bechai Bishusarabim. That's really not, it's only because, it's really a function of time. The point isn't Bishusarabim Bishusayachid, it's you can't say he was dead before he was alive. That's the point.
I don't understand why no one says. In other words, he was dead.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Again, we're not going into that. He wants to focus. I see the Shmaitu doesn't want to get into does the Kavua Machriya the robe or is the robe Machriya the Kavua? He doesn't want to get into that. He wants to talk about the Prichadosh versus the other Shitas. And that's what he sees here as a Machlekes Tanoim. That's what he sees here as a machlekes tanoim, where the Tanakhama says that the ships fall where they may, and Rav Shimon says one is machriya the other. Why that way? Maybe we'll talk about it later tomorrow. But right now, his main point is to attack the prichadosh. That even though two shilas are independent shilas, a hachra'a or a psak on one will paskin the other two. Which way you go will always be an issue.
Yeah. I thought you said that the other day was
Sheker. That's Rav Shimon talking. I'm not talking about the Tanakhama. It's quite a bit of Shimon. The Rambam is expressing Rav Shimon. The Tanakhama is quite a bit of Shimon.
The Rambam says he's Sheker. Okay.
It's Rav Shimon talking. What do you want him to say? That's his sheep talking. Harei Mavur, says the Shmaitza, to the Rav Shimon, Machriya Kitsoso, Es Kitsoso. Kivan the Kitsas Hazman, Shoya Bishus Harabim Chai Hoya, Machriya Kitsas Hazman, Shoya Bishus Hayochid, Shoya Os Chai. Abu Chachomim Savri, again, maybe we'll go into why not the other way. Maybe, tomorrow night. Abu Chachomim Savri, Dan Kitsoso, Machriya Kitsoso, Abu Gab the Savri Adon. Even though definitely contradictory. Let the ships fall where they may. So, ironically, the Prichadosh will be right. If we follow along this line of reasoning, and here we paskin like the Tanakhama, so we're paskin like the Prichadosh, in effect. The Chochadah Kilchosu V'dino. Umashu Piresh whatever is called the Porish, Meruva Porish, Nidoin Keroiv, Umash Anishar Bachanus, Nidoin Kekavua, Vosu Misafek, Vizehepech Mimash Ochachno, the Cheskosei Mani Labas. Says the Shmaitza, I outsmarted myself. I brought in all of these comparative type cases. And the Chayyar, it's a beautiful tzustel, and it seems to be the pshat. But now I'm stuck with a steer in halacha. We pass on like the Tanakama. Let's just say Tanakama is a case of chazaka. No, not really. It's just a rab sveikol tohor, it's just a rab yochid sveikol tome. It's not really a hachra. I'm not really thinking of a teros, okay? Because it's not a psak. It's not a psak. It's a suffix. It's just here the suffix din is this, here the suffix din is that. You don't really have a psak on the study has suffix. Not a psak. You have a hanhoga. Yeah, yeah, on one hand. On the other hand, you have nothing. Okay, I don't know. And here you have Cheskosei Mahani Labas.
Doesn't matter, din taros, din this.
You know what? Let's learn what the Shmaita says, and tomorrow night we'll. The open mic tomorrow night. We'll have open mic. We're not going to finish the parak right now, but we'll see. Ivra, however, I mean, he's stuck now. His mic is stuck with a steerer. In his world, it's a steerer. He found different cases that represent the same shiloh. Mm-hmm. Ivra kadakinam ashkacham perukul hachmilsa. I got it. Ma'ayin, kadaikinon, not fashlofin, like certain people, but kadaikinon, if you're ma'ayin, bacharayin, I have a terence. But adaraba, that's always a good offense, is the best defense. Not only is it a good terence, is it not a kasha, but I have a raya. But adaraba, raya means elad vareinu, lachriya katsasa, es katsasa. Right, the Mishnah Tyrus is not only not a kasha, even if we paskin like the Tanakama, but Adarabba, I have a raya. With Rav Shimon Nishmal the Rabbana, and we're going to extrapolate from Rav Shimon to Rabbana, the Chazina the Rav Shimon Soiva came, you know, we like to minimize machloiksim. So in Rav Shimon, we for sure see that half of that the psak on half. Is Machriya the other here, right? Rav Shimon, we can sure see it. So Rabbanan are not that far away. We don't like to make Machleiksim like in Akotze al Akotze. He says it is Machriya, he says not Machriya. We want to bring them together, you know, like Kumbaya, we want to bring everybody together. Ella! So what is the Machleikis? If it's not a fundamental, that's what the Shmaita is saying. It's like something to remember. He's saying, it's not so good to make a fundamental machlaikis, even though every Achron in the world does it all the time. Every Rishon does it all the time. Barak does it with every breath he takes. He makes a fundamental machlaikis about everything. But the Shmaita is more sanguine, and he's saying, you know, you don't have to make like a...
chill.
I mean, every Rosh Hashiva does, Rav Abba did it, you know, when he says, that's the style of learning, that you say that, you know, the Rashbon Ramban, I never liked it, I talk like the Rashbon Ramban say the Teretz a little differently, and you say, oh, the Achelik, and what's the Pshat Birchas HaMazon, this one holds, Birchas HaMazon is this, and this one holds, Birchas HaMazon is that, like, whoa, like, calm down there. I always felt, if this one held Birchas HaMazon is this, and this one held Birchas HaMazon is that, they would have said so. They wouldn't have hidden their words underneath, like, a diuk we're making. Even though Rav Abba, Rosh Hashiva, always did it, and certainly that's the style, but, I don't have to go along with it. It's very good when you're learning how to learn, because it opens your mind to various possibilities, and you start appreciating subtleties, and you realize the ramifications of the subtlety. You know that if Birchas HaMazon is this, so this will be a ramification of that. And if Birchas HaMazon is that, then So you it opens your mind. So it's good, you know, love the shit training, but I never felt it was.
What, the Mamayad or the Gemagid?
It was really the Pshat, the Kap. Going back to my childhood now.
What, the Mamayad, the Mamayad?
The machlokas, you know, like the Rashba says this teretz and the Ritva says that teretz. They're arguing what's shat yibum. This one, oh, I just had an art scroll. You want to hear what it is? We're doing chinuch. I mean, we're doing a lot of things. One of the things we're doing now is the second volume of chinuch. So there's a machlokas Ramban. If there's a mitzvah to build the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, if there's a mitzvah. In the minyan, the mitzvahs we're talking about. No, the mitzvah to build is a mitzvah. So nobody really counts a mitzvah to make a mizbeach and a mitzvah to make a. There is the Ramban holds it's a mitzvah to make an aron. The aron is separate. And it's, anyway, so the Ramban says the mitzvah to make, let's say, a mizbeach is part of the mitzvah of. Bringing korbanos, because you have to have a mizbeach to bring korbanos. And the Rambam holds that making a mizbeach is part of the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. When you build the Beis HaMikdash, you got to make the furniture also. So the guy wrote the whole thing, like what's the main function of the Beis HaMikdash?
It's Rosh Chodesh or the
Yom Kippur. Yeah.
I can't remember
the
one.
For the carbonos. So I, you know what I did? I said, take it out. First of all, you're making like a major fundamental machlokas about what the Beis HaMikdash is. Like, you don't have enough.
No, but in this case, we shouldn't even say what they say that she's doing this for. It's not speculating. Like the Ramban says.
This machlokas? No.
What the point of Beis HaMikdash is?
No, I don't agree. No one argues that the poyldik point of the Beis HaMikdash mitzidenu is the way the Rambam says it, to bring karbonos and to go aliyah leregel, whatever the Rambam enumerates. And the pasuk says, Losu li mikdash v'shachanti b'solcham, to makom ashur hashchina, that's mitzad Hashem. To go say there's a machlo. Okay. Anyway, we'll see if it gets in. They don't listen to me always. My point was that if they wanted to have such a machlokes, they would have had the machlokes beferish. Okay, you say they do have the machlokes beferish, maybe. Okay. I don't want to go into it now. But that's the point. To take a different machlokes, which is mamish the style of learning for the last 100 years, maybe 75 years. Is to extrapolate. I mean, every Rosh Hashiva in the world now, every Sefer, all the Svarim that have been written in the last 75 years, that's the. To make it a fundamental machlokes. What do you mean by bigger?
He used that word. It must be a machlokes. He
what?
That's the yeshivish way of learning. The Gemara was not a bunch of.
That's exactly. No. You're misunderstanding. Of course. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm not saying there's no machlokes. The question is the
machlokes. That's a big it's in the all of Shas and all of everything.
No.
We always mamayate them.
Don't make mountains out of molehills.
No. Right. I don't know, molehill. In Torah, is.
Well,
you're right.
I understand. Molehill, yeah.
But to go say that, like, the whole Maseches Yevamos is now standing on top of this. On top of this Rashban Ritva, that the only thing you find in the Rashban Ritva, Rabbi Sabbath does this every night. Every night. Every night. He lives for this. This is oxygen. I don't know.
I often feel like what you're saying. Maybe we're pushing it a little too far here. There's differences, but sometimes a small difference is a small difference.
You have a value to machlokes. I'm not minimizing the diuk in Lashon. You have to be medayik in the Lashon, and they looked at it different ways. But to then say that.
Right, you build an entire mahalach upon what you were
saying. Okay. We got into a discussion here. But I have enough of you.